This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 22nd, 2016. We're in the third hour of the broadcast. I've got some news that I'm going to run down, and then after the next break, we're going to get into a clip that I wanted to share with you of some Kevin Alfred Strom. I think you'll find it interesting. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. A couple of things that I wanted to let you know. This is a Natural News article, Mike Adams. A little uncanny for him, so I thought it was I would share it with you. The headline says, "This is an urgent news flash to all Americans." Now, he says that he has got some inside information about this, so I just wanted to share it with you. We'll find out soon enough if it's true. He says, "It is now apparent that the same media which has rigged every debate, every question, every Clinton appearance, every Trump rally violence, every female accuser of Donald Trump, and every poll is preparing to rig the voting results on election night." Yes, the leftist media is plotting with Clinton operatives to quite literally steal the election. "It has come to my attention through several sources that media outlets are preparing graphics for a Clinton win, but not a Trump win." This is Mike Adams. "The rehearsals now taking place inside large media networks are all rehearsals for the following narrative, which will be blasted out on a next election night. Number one, Hillary Clinton has won the Democratic vote and democracy must be respected." Now, keep these things in mind. And let's see if this is what happens. "Donald Trump, number two, Donald Trump must immediately concede defeat in order to stop violent protest, i.e. armed citizens revolting from overthrowing the corrupt criminal power base in Washington. The narrative will be pounded hard on election night, even as the media outlets are conspiring to fabricate the election results. That is in no way reflect the actual votes cast by legitimate American voters. After reporting faked election results, the media will be pressuring Trump to admit defeat as quickly as possible. The same mainstream media that refuses to cover the stunning Project Veritas videos, the Bill Clinton rape accusers, or the mind-blowing WikiLeaks Podesta email dumps is preparing to carry out a media coup to illegally seize the White House." Now listen to this. "The plan involves all major media organizations, CNN, Washington Post, Huffington Post, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, etc., who will all report the same faked election results and then insist it's all true because they are all reporting the same numbers. Remember that all these media outlets are now nothing more than the propaganda branches of the Democratic Party. And in the same way they have rigged everything else in this campaign, they are planning the final rigging of the election." This is Mike Adams. I'm just reading what he says, but I'm telling you what. He has done a lot of work on this, and it looks like, I've got a whole stack of articles here that he's written. "No matter how the vote turns out," I'm reading back from it, "it's going to be reported that Trump lost. This is because the entire leftist regime of criminal government despises democracy and refuses to allow voters to determine who gains power in America. Usually they destroy a candidate using engineered accusations and false smears, but Trump has so far outlasted those attacks. And American people are apparently so fed up with the criminality of the Democratic establishment that they're finally waking up to the reality. The leftist regime of power in America cannot allow democracy to throw their operatives out of power in Washington, so they're quite literally planning on stealing the election by pretending that Hillary Clinton wins." So, you know, you can take that with a grain of salt. You can look into it for yourself. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, has always put out good information. So, I don't know. It's, time is going to tell. Let's go back to the phones. We got Charles in Florida. Charles, how you doing tonight, sir?
How you doing there? What's your first name?
Farron.
I didn't know your name. What is it?
Farron.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't get... Yeah, I've been listening to your program. And yeah, have you seen the latest WikiLeaks about Barack Obama? You know, one email addressed to him where they're already talking in 2008. They were having the election in November, that they were still voting on it, and Bush is already making suggestions to Barack Obama as the new president exactly what his cabinet should be, and the vote hadn't even stopped at that point. They were still voting nationally on Obama being the president. That's an interesting email that's just come out. I've been sending it to everybody.
I haven't seen that one, Charles. I appreciate you sharing it. These emails that are coming out, I mean, I know it takes time sometimes to get through them, and some websites are doing a good job posting, you know, the more pertinent ones. But, I mean, it is a treasure trove of information. And, I mean, mainstream media, CNN, you go to CNN.com right now, there's nothing about this email scandal whatsoever. In fact, there's just more stuff demonizing Trump. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Another one was, you know, where Hillary Clinton is asking for forgiveness from Madame de Rothschild, you know, for her penance. You know, wants to know her penance, and it was an email sent to, you know, but anyway, it's a WikiLeaks email, you know, showing how the Rothschilds control Hillary Clinton. She even has to get down on bended knee and beg. And this is another. This is on the Truth Seeker, which comes out of the United Kingdom, UK. It's called the Truth Seekers. When they have a lot of good stuff on there, and I've seen that elsewhere. One of the WikiLeaks releases.
Yeah, there is. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It just shows how the Rothschilds just control, you know, Hillary or a lot of our politicians. You know, just you know.
Well, they're just complete.
You know, he has to beg.
Puppets. They're just complete abstract puppets to this criminal cartel cabal. Like we've said on broadcasts like this, and many other broadcasts, it's all the light of truth is being shone for a brief moment of time here, anyway. And hopefully people's picking up on it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's about all I had. All I had to say. You know, I'm sorry.
Hey, well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. The Washington Examiner had an interesting story. The number of illegals seeking asylum to gain any easy access to the United States has jumped 900% in less than 10 years. How about that? And then this was mainstream media. Drudge Report ran this. I've not seen anyone make mention of it, though. Obama released 52,000 illegal alien kids into the U.S. in 2016. Anyone remember when Johnson vowed that our borders weren't open to illegal immigrants? That was Jay Johnson. Or when President Obama promised that anyone who recently crossed into the U.S. from Mexico wouldn't be allowed to stay? The lie detector test determined those were lies. According to released data reviewed by MRCTV, the Department of Homeland Security released another 52,147 illegal alien kids into the United States in fiscal year 2016, averaging about 149 per day. processed as refugees, these children are in many cases sent to a family member who is also here illegally. A total of 5,203 kids were released in September alone, based on the numbers of the OOR release in August. Not only is the year-end number shocking in its size alone, it's also nearly double the number of children the administration released in 2015, when 27,840 unaccompanied minors were sent to sponsors throughout the United States. 2016's totals was also just shy of 53,000 children released. In 2014, after a massive surge of unaccompanied minors flooded the southwest U.S. border, in total, the Office of Refugee Resettlement reports it released 133,502 unaccompanied children into the United States between 2014 and 2016, an average of 122 a day. The number of illegal children sent to live in the United States in the last 3 years would fill up 240 Washington, D.C. middle schools. How about that? States with the highest influx of unaccompanied children were California, Florida, New York, Maryland, Texas, Virginia. Texas alone has received 17,232 of these unaccompanied minors sent to them courtesy of the federal government over the past 3 years, while California came in close second at 16,841. But guess what? Isn't this interesting? President Obama's home state of Hawaii has only received 14 children in that same time frame. I mean, just unbelievable. And you know, look at what that does to the tax base. I mean, there's just so many ways you can look at it of how that will affect society. You know, and as I've said so many times, our problems in this country, of which are vast, none of which are that we're underpopulated. I mean, I've done the statistics on this show. I couldn't tell you how many times about how many of these illegal families that come here just stay on the welfare teat, and what's left of a productive America has to create a tax base, or less we go into more and more debt, whichever way you want to look at it, to fund this. It's ridiculous. I mean, a moron, I think, could do a better job than these sellout traders in Washington, D.C. It's not that they're that stupid, even though a lot of them look that way. It's not that they're that stupid. It's that they're that corrupt. It's that they're that greedy, criminal, sellout traders to the American people and to even their own children's future. I mean, when you think about a piece of scum and filth like Hillary Clinton, and, you know, she's got her daughter, Chelsea. She's got, I guess she's got aunts and uncles and cousins like everybody else. And she knows, the emails prove it. If you didn't already know, the emails prove that she is in a concerted effort to destroy this country. Her plan's not even plausible. I mean, it's laughable when she talks about how she's going to create a vibrant economy. I mean, at least Donald Trump does say, well, you know, you've been there 30 years. Why haven't you done it? Why has it not already happened? You've been there 30 years. If you had a real media, if you had a real press that asked real questions, if we actually had journalists that practiced journalism, they would ask those questions. But I'm here to tell you, we have had a front row seat. If nothing else happened, we have had a front row seat through this election, especially through the Republican debates and, you know, it coming down from 17-1, Donald Trump, the whole Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. We have had a front row seat to how diabolical, how evil, how misrepresentative the mainstream media here is in America. I mean, no one in their right mind should trust the media to even tell you one iota of truth. Any. I wanted to get this in. RT.com running the story. The Russian Ministry of Defense says that the U.S.-led coalition is responsible for striking mourners in the Iraq city of Duqua on Friday, killing dozens of civilians, including women and children. The coalition jets apparently identified the mourning procession as the Islamic State terrorist, said General, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name, spokesman for the Russian Defense Ministry. Judging by the eyewitness accounts, the mourners' procession was mistaken for terrorists by the coalition. What were they driving? Were they driving American-made Humvees? Did they have those Ford Super Duty trucks in that procession? Surely not. There were zero ISIS fighters in this procession. Initial reports on the attack came on Friday, with the AFP citing local officials and medics as saying that 15 women were killed and more than 50 injured. Konashnikov, the Russian, I wasn't going to try to pronounce his name, noted that such incidents bear the marks of war crimes. Well, it's only war crimes when anyone else does it. You know, when we do this intentional, supposed accidental collateral damage, I mean, I couldn't tell you. I wish I just had $1 for every time I've read this story, how the gigantic U.S. military goes over and bombs and destroys wedding parties or funeral parties or just a party in general, or maybe just a bunch of goat herders or whatnot. And then why would anyone not expect these people to hate us? You know, if you come over and kill some of my cousins or whatnot, well, chances are me and my family's going to be pretty upset about that. You know, we might not forgive you for that. And if you let me come move over into your neighborhood, who knows? I might decide to off you of you. You know, I mean, that's how stupid this is. In fact, the mainstream, if we had real journalists, they would cover the fact that the whole by design refugee crisis is created by America's foreign policy. They don't even talk about the source of this problem. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence that the majority of the refugees that they're trying to bring to this country are not Syrian, they're African. And, I mean, think about that situation, where if you're born and raised in Africa, and with as we all know what transpired there, and then you come here and try to assimilate into this society, it just doesn't happen. Okay, so anyway, I watch the mainstream media, Lester Holt, every night. I never saw that story. I had several other stories that I wanted to get into tonight that I may not have time for, but I wanted to remind everyone, Global Research, it's globalresearch.ca. They're based in Canada. But they do a lot of really great work. They're in the RSS feed on my website, thealternativemedia.com. And you should check that out. One, Politically Correct, the War on Free Speech, Free Press, Free Internet, and the Truth. What is the end game? It's a couple of pages long, but it's a really good article. And it's so true. It goes into the plight of Julian Assange and free speech, and how much of it we've already lost, and how much more they are attempting to take. And, I mean, we see the handwriting on the wall. I really believe if we don't get someone in, if Donald Trump doesn't win this election and we get the shield, I really believe that she's going to make gigantic strides toward eliminating dissent broadcasts like this, just like the caller that said, you know, Jonathan Bonehill's in prison right now in London, got 3.5 years for the memes that he created and placed on Facebook. This is the future. This is where they're going to take us. Other top ham in Canada, you know, people like David Irving, the 87-year-old grandma they sentenced. I did the story last week, sentenced in Germany. I mean, this is coming to a neighborhood near you unless this country takes a turnaround, and I mean takes a turnaround. And who knows? Donald Trump may go in and be and do things we would have never believed in. It may be worse than we ever thought. I don't know. But I do know he said things that I never thought I would hear said to mainstream media in my lifetime. And the people are responding in masses. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to get into a little podcast by Kevin Alfred Strom. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And, you know, I talked a little bit earlier today about some of the great websites, infowarp.net. A lot of great information there. There's just so many coming. I mean, there's more than I've ever known in my life that really have got... like I said, Daily Stormer reports sometime news from North Carolina before, you know, I even see it in my local media. I mean, some of these guys are really on top of it. But I've gotten to where I like to read NationalVanguard.com and NationalVanguard.org. Sorry about that. But they do a weekly podcast, only about 20 minutes a lot of times. This one's a little bit longer, but I'm going to leave you tonight with this, and this is it's all about victory. And so I'm going to leave that with you tonight. I will be back next Saturday night and support Republic Broadcasting, support DukeForSenate.com. And here we go, Kevin Alfred Strom.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. We white race thinkers need to visualize victory. In the text version of this broadcast, I've included a large printable victory poster showing winged victory as a goddess, Holding Our Life Rune, along with contact information for the National Alliance. We need to visualize victory for the very simple reason that our lives are guided and shaped by what
Attention.
We think about.
Caribbean Cruise Line is giving
so
away free cruises for the first $500
about
register
victory.
In your area. So get ready to write this
and
number down.
And it is quite reasonable to visualize and anticipate victory because we are growing, because victory is possible, because we are right and the truth and nature and nature's God are on our side. And because giving up is stupid. In 2002, in the last few months of his life, William Pierce said this as he looked at the progress of the National Alliance, quote, "We never count our enemies, only our friends. And the number of the latter is growing all the time, more and more, with each passing day." Close quote. That's a thought that the current chairman of the Alliance, Will Williams, likes to remind us of, too. In a democracy where blacks and non-white immigrants are bussed by the thousands on election day from polling station to polling station and told who to vote for to keep their checks coming, it may seem that the noble vision of the Alliance, of a white nation working together for a higher purpose, is on the losing side. In a country where large areas of our major cities are half-burned-out war zones in which white women and children dare not walk alone, where even the police sometimes fear to tread, and where white teenage girls, mentally disarmed and deranged by MTV and NBC and the other Jewish media, are casually raped and abused by non-whites in gang houses and crack houses. It may seem that our side is losing and the end is near. In a nation with an utterly corrupt government and media and financial establishments in which vicious alien financiers legally steal a huge percentage of our wealth and use it against us in every conceivable way, in which politicians are for sale to the highest bidder, and our enemies are without doubt the highest bidders, in which the media are controlled by those same enemies and aliens and work their evil by pumping poisonous, suicidal ideas into our young people's minds, and in which patriots of the highest character can be falsely charged with crimes and imprisoned in an effort to end their life's work.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It can seem like all is lost. Under such circumstances, a man or woman with a negative view of the world might be tempted to give up. But if you did that, you'd be guaranteeing failure for yourself and your people. And you'd be giving up just when things are looking up. A few weeks ago, the anti-white establishment newspaper, the Washington Post, published a study supposedly showing, quote, how racist and radical the alt-right has gotten this year, close quote. Now, I don't believe there is any organized or even coherent entity that deserves to be called the alt-right. But I accept the term as a catch-all for the awakening and awakened white people who are finally showing some significant strength, especially on the internet. I've been listed as an alt-right figure myself. Let me tell you, the Jews and the other anti-whites are very, very worried about this growing contingent of white people who have figured out that our race is being exterminated, that our culture is being degraded, and that it's the Jews who are doing it. The Post says they use, quote, machine learning algorithms, close quote, and, quote, computer vision algorithms, close quote, to analyze text and pictures posted on Twitter by a select group of 27,000 users they deemed to be associated with the alt-right. Twitter is a viciously anti-white organization, by the way, which regularly bans politically incorrect users, especially when they start to have a big following. The computer vision algorithms were used to seek out avatars and images featuring swastikas or sun wheels or a smiling Hitler emoji in a big red heart shape. This stuff can be pretty funny. Or which in some other way indicated a favorable view of National Socialism. The machine learning algorithms were used to estimate how radicalized these people were. They discovered that these deplorable white race thinkers were becoming more and more radicalized over the last several months. By radicalized, they mean that these are whites who have become aware of and concerned about the ongoing genocide of their race, and who, to an increasing degree, see Jews as responsible for that genocide. They published a chart showing that using their mysterious and undeclared algorithms, these 27,000 white folks have gone from a 0.6 degree of radicalization to 0.75 from January to July of this year alone, with the trend line getting even steeper upward as Jew awareness nears 100%. Among media and regime insiders, this is very worrying stuff indeed. They also published another graph, and I'll include both of these in the online version of this show, which hilariously shows how the word Jewish is used by these evil white people in a similar way to the way they use words like Zionist, communist, homosexual, leftist, anti-white, liberal, and satanic. Can you imagine any other group but Jews spending significant sums to use artificial intelligence to find out how other people are using the word that's the name of their people? No, I don't think so. Only Jews do that sort of thing, because at some level, they know that they have to keep tabs on the people who are onto them. The most interesting thing to me about the Post piece is the size of the sample. 27,000. That's just a sample, mind you. So what does that indicate about the number of race-aware white people on Twitter? I know AI and polling are not the same thing, but pollsters usually use samples far, far less than 1% of the group they're sampling. Even if the sample is a huge 10%, then that's 270,000 white race thinkers on Twitter alone. Maybe the Alliance's work over the decades has had a far bigger effect than what we've thought. Maybe we're already well on our way to a million racially conscious whites in America. That possibility is borne out by the readership statistics of our own website, nationalvanguard.org. Last month, we reached a goal I'd set back in 2013 when we relaunched the National Alliance and American Dissident Voices. In that month, over 1 million pages were served to some 162,000 readers and listeners. our own statistics are confirmed by the web ranking firm SimilarWeb, which shows that we were already reaching well over 100,000 readers the month before we had our million-page month. And they also show us that National Vanguard's readership has now significantly surpassed that of the combined readership of both the American Jewish Committee and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, anti-white Jewish organizations with multi-million dollar budgets and large staffs. We at the National Alliance operate mostly with the help of a small staff of volunteers and wildly underpaid leaders who sometimes don't know when or if their next paycheck is going to arrive. So although far too few of you are supporting us financially, and the current alliance leadership, consisting primarily of three struggling families, is under severe financial strain, we are making significant progress. There is a great deal of hope. Never count our enemies, only our friends. And the number of the latter is growing all the time. More and more with each passing day. As I said in my speech to the Euro-American Conference more than 10 years ago, when we had just begun the online version of National Vanguard, one advantage that we have over the Jewish supremacists is that their growth curve, either in numbers or power, is severely restricted. Ours is not. Their people are already highly motivated and engaged in their ethnic agenda, so there's little or no potential for growth there. And despite their money and power, their numbers are low and probably declining even faster than ours. Our population is more than 50 times higher. The potential for the growth of our race-based movement is thousands of times greater, perhaps infinitely greater, than any recruiting potential the Jewish power structure might have for its ethnic agenda. As the saying goes, they're maxed out. If we and our principal opponent were symbolized by containers balanced on a scale, they'd have 15.9 ounces in a 16-ounce bottle on their side, and an eyedropper to fill it with. And on our side, we'd have a nearly empty 50-gallon drum and Niagara to fill it with. Sure, they've got the scale tipped their way for the present, but that can all change in the blink of an eye, as they well know. That is why the Jewish supremacists are so frantic to suppress our ideas. They know that our ideas are powerful, moving, and truthful. They also know that if we do our duty well, our ideas have the potential to catch fire and remake the world. William Devere Burns, whose work we've published on National Vanguard, expressed this well in his essay, The Power of Compounding White Nationalism, from which I quote, "Given all the power of the Jews," he asks, "how can we possibly win?" I'll tell you how. The power of compounding white nationalism. You see, the Jew has two major weaknesses. One, his small numbers. He has 18 million worldwide. We have nearly 1 billion. And two, he's lying. So we must simply get the power of our truth and our relatively big numbers working for us and against him. Let's be conservative. How many people are in this room listening to my speech? 500? So let's be extremely conservative. Let's say that in the entire world, there are today only 1,000 truly dedicated, courageous, fully awakened, and motivated white nationalists. There are just as many white nationalists in this room as there are in the entire rest of the world. Surely that's an outrageous understatement, but let's go with it. If in 1 year, by simply telling the truth and by producing persuasive, intelligent, moving, and drop-dead professional outreach materials, each of those 1,000 awakened white people recruits an average of just one white person with the potential to be as dedicated and active as himself or herself. And then each of these people continues to recruit an average of one more person per year, every year. That means that white nationalism will be compounding at a rate of 100% per year. Any investor will tell you that a 100% return on your investment is one hell of a return. Here's why. In 1 year, there will be 2,000 dedicated, courageous, fully awakened, and motivated white nationalists. In 2 years, 4,000. In 3 years, 8,000. And in 10 years, there will be over 1 million dedicated, courageous, fully awakened, and motivated white nationalists. In 15 years, 32,780,000. In 20 years, 1,048,576,000 white nationalists. In other words, more than the total number of white people in the world today. In 20 years. Now, anybody can extrapolate numbers. And the objection will be raised that the subset of white people who are even capable of fully understanding the concepts involved in our biological worldview is far less than 100% of the white population. True enough. But it's also far more than 1%, and that's still 10 million white people worldwide and 2 million right here in the United States. Long before we reach the level of 2 million dedicated white nationalists, we'll be so influential and our media and economic power will be so great that millions more white people will give us their allegiance based on a gut feeling that we're on their side and that at long last, their side is the winning side. The Trump phenomenon is just a weak pre-echo of the white race phenomenon to come. A tipping point will be reached, at which time groupthink and the herd instinct and the desire to conform and be fashionable will work for us instead of against us. So victory is possible. It is realistic. I come from a line of long-lived people, so I certainly intend to be around and vigorous in 20 years. So will you do something for me? Will each of you promise to recruit at least one new white man or woman or youth to our cause this year? Will each of you do what it takes to bring our truth to victory? Can each of you do that? Can each of you bring one more white man or woman to our cause by this time next year? That is a conservative goal, I think. The Jews are lying. The system they have created is bound to fail, and they are far from omnipotent. The mighty Oz is nothing but an absurd little man telling lies from behind a curtain. As F. Scott Fitzgerald said, the strongest guard is placed at the gateway to nothing. The multiracialists have nothing but bullying and lies on their side. Nothing. We have everything. We have the truth, the facts of science, the honest wisdom of our natural racial feelings, the inspiration of our greatest thinkers, the feelings of love written upon our very souls, the voices of our ancestors, and the faces of our children for a thousand generations yet to come on our side. Who do you think is going to win? No matter how
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We will rip aside their machinery of illusion and reveal the emptiness of their lies. We will show all who have eyes the evil of their genocidal plans, and we will defeat them. We will defeat them utterly. When our grandchildren are telling tales to their grandchildren, the true story of the rise and fall of the Jewish supremacists, of the parasites who almost ground us to earth as our ascent to the stars was just beginning, will sound like a science fiction story. But it will not be fiction. It will be the story of our awakening, of our liberation, of our new beginning. And it all began when we decided to stop counting our enemies and count our friends instead. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. Write to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA, to learn how you can make your life count. Or visit us at natall.com. That's natall.com. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal. And equal men are not free.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.